Beloved, today was a very strong day for me. After a month of frantic activity, working, packing, saying goodbye, I finally arrived in Dharma Mountain. This time to stay. Where's Roy? You're going to stay now? Huh? Goodbye, England. No, you start getting it now. Where's Brahmanan?
I never went
away. No, you... No, you remember now. Huh? How is it? Yeah, England is far away. Huh? You belong here, you know that. You start accepting it now. Oh yeah. What about Chanda?
She's staying in England.
Taking care of the house. But you seek refugee here, huh? You are my kid now, huh? Today was the first day I was alone with myself for a long time, without the distraction of others. Sometimes you don't realize that before it happens, no? People are not used to being alone. They are always doing something and occupied with someone. But this aloneness, of course you have to seek it, want it. That is what gives you integrity, centering, peace, self-knowledge. And everybody has forgotten that, so it's a very important place. Even if people are alone, they can't stand it. Only somebody who wants to find themselves can appreciate it. But this is what gives you the centering to know yourself. The truth came home to my body. I had leaped off the edge and was flying into the unknown. Every cell in my body was trembling like a small bird in the hands of existence, not fearful but unsure. What a strange feeling to allow myself to not know, not in the mind, but in my whole being. It is exciting, but still the mind tries to come with doubts, with fear. But I'm beyond fear, beyond cowardice or bravery. Yes, because now you have stood up for it. One thing is many different steps on this journey. Most people, they don't even know about this, what we talk about, no? Then you start thinking about it, no? Then maybe, yes, this sounds good, you read the books, you hear some nice things. Then you start dreaming about it, thinking about it, oh, this will be maybe nice. But it's a far step from just thinking about it, dreaming about it, to put it into reality. Very few people put it into action. That's why now it's not just in your mind, but your whole being. And only then can it be changed. No use to opt for it. It's not just part of you, it's the whole you. Otherwise people can think and think and dream that tomorrow you will do it, next year you will do it. You have to stand up for it, so it becomes integrated. I look into the smiling eyes of my master and I know that in his hands nothing is wrong or right, it just is. Yes, it just is, and is far out. I am blessed to be trembling in your divine hands, at your feet, Rai. That's exciting, huh? But you know, the little birds, when they tremble and you have them in their hands, you just stroke them a bit, no? Like that, very gentle, very, very, very gentle. Yeah? Because they're very fragile beings. And then you just then they start to relax. Huh? It's like that. When they feel love, then they relax. Then it's nothing to be afraid of. Beloved Gurudev, so wonderful to be here with you. Eternal gratefulness, feeling my being vibrating, relaxing, becoming quieter. So good. Your golden light, love, compassion and silence touch softly the deepest in my heart. Yes, I can feel your steady, strong looking into my eyes with softness, dissolving all this illusion of the old, of the past, going on with clarity on this mysterious path, path of love, of consciousness. The way back home. So happy, blessed, in peace with you in my heart. A happy thank you, yours, Devamani. Devamani. You're back now, huh? Very good. You know, I was wondering those year, 1 or 2 years. You were having a little hard time, no? No, it's finished now. No, everything finished, no. It's good. The dark night of the soul finished, no, you relax. Beloved, how easy it is to miss you. No, I see. It takes time, for the eyes to mature enough to see your perfect lotus and understand that the earth follows your feet wherever you go, and to see my unbelievable good fortune to be in your presence. How easily I could have missed. We who are at your feet are indeed the lucky ones. Your kindness and patience with our ignorance is outstanding. Forgive me for my assumptions, judgments, pretensions. I was only harming myself. Everybody is so used to harming themselves, no? No, you see Purnam. And you can't see before you're out of it. How identified we have been with these judgments, pretensions, assumptions. I thank you for sharing this place and your presence with all of us so generously. This retreat I have had the good company by the songs of Milarepa. Maybe they attract me because of this song in my own heart. And all these beautiful prayer flags, they do something subtle but quite beautiful to me. All this sensitivity. I'm a bit scared about going back home. No, no, you have to realize that you are home. You are home. Then take you with you home. Then you home, wherever you are is home. But this always a challenge, and I always remind you, the test is going to be when you go back. And especially now, you start getting more humble. You are not so arrogant anymore. All these judgment pretensions, they are going, then you become soft. Then you have to find new ways how to be. But that is a good challenge. You have to change your life now to take care of these values. That is the homework. To take care of this sensitivity. So you have to be on guard. Where does this sensitivity get disturbed? Where does this sensitivity does not want to go? Don't go there. Because the mind is very insensitive. So that's why you end up in all kinds of strange places. When you first have a contact with this sensitivity, with this pure space, innocent space, then let that guide you. But you have to have this feeling inside, no, I want to listen to you. You have to catch yourself. And that's why you are a bit scared about going back home, because then all the old will wait for you, no? So you have to be vigilant, you have to be on guard. Take time, because the mind functions like a robot, and when you come to the old situation, then again the robot clicks in. And the only way to be free of it is to catch yourself. Otherwise you function just like a robot. You have to go a little more slow, a little more sensitive. Really feeling if this is what you want now, not as the old, but as the new. Dissolving in awe and devotion through your love and grace is Purnam. Very good, Purnam. No, Purnam is getting Purnam. Very good. Milarepa, you were reading about him, no? That's good. I introduce you to all these mystics, masters, gurus, Milarepas, Buddhas, Lao Tzu, Kabirs, Rinzais, Sufis. That's what Milarepa says also, before the Lama, before the Guru comes in your life, you don't even know about the Buddhas. You don't know about that dimension. Milarepa, he's maybe the most loved mystics in Tibet. Huh? Must be 1,000 years ago. And he was a very crazy guy. Ramana type of mystic, no, very wild. He even killed some people because he wanted revenge. Then he studied and became a very dark sorcerer. But then something hit him that he was on the wrong path. And then he met his master. And then a different kind of teaching would start happening. And because he was very, very strong and willful, he got so total. But his master tested him for everything. But he was unshakable. He managed the most incredible things. The other disciples got jealous of him because he was unshakable. In all the tests he got, he had his total trust, total devotion to the master. Then he became his own master, Milarepa, and then that's the way he was teaching. He was singing songs. And he was going around just singing songs. That was his teaching. Depending on the situation, different songs. I was in the Himalayas traveling with an enlightened friend of me when I was integrating myself. Then one German guy was with us. He was also sannyasin. We were just maybe 5, 6, 7 people traveling there. And this man, he was very negative in those days, this German sannyasin. And it was a little bit annoying for me because you shouldn't be like that in that kind of company. So he was talking some bad things and gossiping, and it was like some negative vibe around him. Then an accident happened, no? Then an accident happened. He got some rocks, he fell in a big river, got some rocks over him. And he was alone, but I saw him by chance, because I was above the river. I saw him deep down there. He fell and got crushed under the rock. No? Then I saved his life and dragged him back to the camp. Then I told him, "No, you see what happens. No, you see what happens. You are in this good company. No, you almost got killed. If I hadn't been there, then you would have died there." Then when we came back to Manali after many weeks traveling, then we went to the Tibetan monastery, no? And they did some exorcist on him, some prayers and some smoking and to get away these bad spirits, because the Tibetan thinks that they had some bad spirits. No? Then he was much better after the accident and after this shaman, Tibetan shaman, then very good. Then he gave me this book in gratitude for saving his life, no? These songs of Milarepa. So there I came to know Milarepa then, because he this book. In the memory he had written inside, "Beloved Vasant Swaha, in the memory of all the falling rocks." So this arrogance, this is not good around these people, no? I will read you, I got something from Milarepa. Yes. He was a very wild man. They said he was only walking around with the thin cotton shawl around Tibet, and it's not, you know, it's even worse than here. They just relax somewhere. It could have been much colder, no? Then he only had, he was really yogi situation, but not fake, real. Real good, fake is no good. He's really the picture of a perfect yogi. No? He lived there in the mountains, in the caves, in the winter, Tibetan winter. No? Then you can imagine. They have to really practice this tumu, they generate inner heat. That you have to know that there, otherwise you will die. No? Then sometimes he's painted just green. And why? Because he ate only the grass and the nettle and the vegetable that he find in nature. They said he got green because he only ate these things. His name was Jetsun. Jetsun Milarepa. Once when Jetsun was staying in the lower hall of cave in Lanchi, he gave his spiritual son Renchung Dorje Drakpa the instruction for generating spontaneous Mahamudra. Spontaneous Mahamudra, that very high state of meditation, no? When Renchungpa had actually achieved a state of realization, he remained in a clear voidness for a long time. Arising out from this meditation, he thought, this is the spontaneous natural state of mind. Does my Lama have any realization greater than this? He went to Milarepa, but before he could ask anything, Milarepa said, "Son, Renchungpa, such ease in cultivating meditation and quick experience of awareness in such a dutiful beginner indicates your heritage of meditation and merit compiled in former lives. Now, your thought upon concluding your first morning session is, does my Lama have any realization greater than this? This is an act of pride. You should confess it, otherwise it will obstruct your meditation. Understand well and bear in mind that it was your old spiritual father who explained these fine points of meditation to you in the first place, thus clarifying the objective of that realization you experienced." He then sang this song about the recognition of spontaneous freedom. This is how it is. And this Milarepa, he didn't have many disciples because who could be with him? He was roaming around. So this, he calls him his spiritual son. That was his main disciple, no? Who followed him. But even him, this arrogance, this pride comes up when he had this insight. Then you forget even that you got that insight just because you are with your master. That is how the mind is. Then the ego takes it from the back door. Then he sang, "I bow to the feet of my master, best of men, who is working for beings' welfare always." The first step in following the profound graduated path to Buddhahood is to reflect on the difficulties of finding the leisure and opportunity of human life. and understand that human life is mere existence, then consider death and impermanence. First you have to realize what is happening, that you are here. Then reflect that you will also die. This is also the Buddha says, how can you fight? How can you quarrel? Don't you know you will also die? Wake up. What are you doing in your life? Are you here to fight? Are you here to quarrel? Find peace. This is the same Milarepa is saying. Then consider death and impermanence. Reflect in your heart the uncertain time of death. Reflect in your heart the uncertain time of death. That can happen any moment. So be very alert what you are doing now. After that, consider the ills of actions and the results. Understand well the virtues and evils that you have created. Understand what you have done. Understand your karma. And by awareness, stop it. The Lama, the Guru, the Tibetans, they call the Guru the Lama. The Lama and the Triple Gem are the only refugee, only door to liberation. And what is the Triple Gem? The Triple Gem is the Buddha, enlightenment, and the Dharma, the teaching of the Buddha, and the Sangha, the community, the family of the Buddha. That is the tree, the Triple Gem that can save you. And he says, the Guru and the Triple Gem are the only refugee for protection from the lower states. If you don't have this protection, you will always get stuck in the lower states. Due to the force of evil deeds, there is no refuge other than this. So take shelter, get rid of your evil, and offer the sevenfold service of worship. If you wish to see the goal of reality, purify previous obstructive evil deeds and accumulate the two stores with mandala offerings. Then, after merging your mind with the Lama, through intense longing prayer, first you have to do your homework. Be aware how you are functioning. Get to know yourself. Be aware that you can go any moment. Purify yourself. Then, through intense longing and prayer, merging your mind with the Master. That is what the Tibetans call Guru Yoga. You become one with the Master. That is the ultimate yoga and the easiest in one way, because it's no technique. Practice the graded instruction for peace. Progress from your inception of stability onward in gradual steps. Because the natural state is the root of everything, it looks so easy, yet it is very hard. It is both, it is easy and it's hard. But when the awareness is focused on reality, and after intellectual analysis has been carried out by learning and reflecting, this one realization totally liberates. It looks so hard, yet is very easy. And you have to go through the intellect to go deeper. This is very vital to attend. To be in the company of the master, possessed of experience. Your recent meditation experience caused you to think, does my Lama have realization greater than this? Son, this was due to insufficient and ignorant learning. If realization does not need refinement beyond this point, then what about the scriptures and the previous masters? It will all be senseless blabber. The gradual process of parts and stages is like gaining fluency in a language. How could mere knowledge of the first letter be considered complete skill in reading? And this is how the mind is. He compared it to when you learn a new language, you only know one language. And then you learn just one word. Then you get very proud. But you can't speak. You can't communicate with the persons, with the people who speak that language. It's just the very, very beginning. Be receptive. Don't be arrogant, he says. The gradual process of parts and stages is like gaining fluency in a language. How could the mere knowledge of the first letter be considered complete skill in reading? If you wish to acquire reading skills, first learn the alphabet letter by letter. He's saying, go step by step. Be patient. Don't give it up if you just know one word. Don't feel proud that you only know one word. You must practice. Through the process of learning, reflecting, and then meditating. First is the learning. You have to learn. And it's a totally new learning, where the old learning has to go. Then you have to learn. Then, he says, reflecting. Then you have to reflect on this new learning. Is this true? What does this give me? Then, if that gives you insight, if that gives you joy, if this feels like the right learning, then you want to go deeper, then you want to go deeper into it. That is meditation. Then you want to get settled in the new learning that you have reflected on. He says, your recent realization was just the tip of this experience. And something like that can stop the whole process of the disciple. And then the story goes, Milarepa struck a rock in the cave with his hand. He left a clear handprint as if the rock was moist clay, which is said to exist even to this day. Rinchenpa wanted to try, placed his mind in the natural condition as he had previously experienced, and struck the rock with all his might with his hand, producing nothing but sharp pain. He then bowed many times, overcome with intense respect and admiration for his master. He knelt with folded hands and sang, "Homage and praise to you, my precious master, who has such a great mercy and kindness to guide all beings. I, Rinchen Dorje Drogpa, who have met with you, the Lord of Beings, on the strength of a little merit from previous lives. Mercifully, you taught me holy Dharma and these profound instructions. When I produced a little stabilization, I thought it was the end of meditation, and thus I became proud. You read these thoughts in my mind of one so weak and experienced as myself, and by the catapult of your blessed speak, toppled me from the treetop of my pride. You drew me from the depths of my pool of conceit and cleared my deluded fog of ignorance with the sunshine of merciful compassion, opening the inner lotus petal of my confused mind. I have no way of returning your kindness, Master. So, to repay you for guiding me with such a compassion, I offer you body, speech, and mind. I will take up any practice as you say. Please look at me with wisdom, compassionate one. Protect me with kindness, merciful one. And like a body and its shadow, may I always be close to you. These are great songs between the master and disciple. That any disciple goes through this drama. No, he's back on track now. And like a body and its shadow, may I always be close to you. And as you go deeper, many times you will remember and feel familiar with different kinds of teachings. Some is more familiar with the Buddhist approach, some with the Sufis, some with the Chinese. All this will come by itself as you go deeper. You are not beginners. Many masters had only one or two, three disciples. Some had thousands, tens of thousands. That doesn't matter. What matters is the dedication the involvement the availability of the disciple. Because even a Renchumpa who is together with the Milarepa, all these things comes up that is very easy to miss. That's what you said, Poonam, it's very easy to miss. Yeah, and you don't even see that before you get some insight. This Milarepa and Renchumpa, they sing to each other, no? Because that was his style. No, the disciple have said to the master, you drew me from the depths of my pool of conceit and ignorance. You cleared my deluded fog of the mind with the sunshine of merciful compassion, opening the lotus petals of my confused mind. I have no way of returning your kindness. So, to repay you for guiding me with compassion, I offer you body, speech and mind. I will do anything as you say. And like a body and its shadow, may I always be close to you. These things comes after you have insight. Then you become more steady, more dedicated, more surrendered, more available, more single focus. This comes like a shadow of insight. If there is no realization, if there is no insight, how can you be involved? You have so many things that is interesting. You are just like a driftwood. If you have insight, like Rinchenpa is talking about, then this is your only prayer. Then Milarepa spoke, "Well, well, my son, Rinchenpa, living beings of the six realms, afflicted with the sickness and ignorance, and attached to illusory appearances, have been bewildered throughout beginningless samsara." And that's what the mystics always say. It's always been like that. Nothing has changed. In these 1,000 years since Milarepa, or 2,500 years since Buddha, nothing has changed. Human beings are deluded. And only if you come in contact with the Buddha, you start waking up. And remember, the Buddha is never liked in the society. Like they didn't like Milarepa in Tibet, because he was a vagabond, a gypsy, a beggar. He was just a nuisance for the society. It's always been like that. He says, "No, you have seen my son Rinchenpa." And this is how it is. Living beings of the six realms, afflicted with the sickness and ignorance of the ego, and attached to illusory appearances. You are attached to illusory appearances. Just what you see, that is what you think is real. You don't go deeper. You have no experience as how it is to go deep beyond the appearance, beyond the form. That's what you're holding on to. But all form will disappear, then you have nothing, then you are lost. You have to go beyond the form, the appearance. This is how it always has been. Throughout beginningless samsara, they take what is selfless to be a self. They take what is ego to be the self. And they forget the real self. What is egoless to be an ego? And that is another thing they always have. What is egoless to be an ego? Because if the ego, the egoists, that is those who live in the country of ego, that they call the egoists. If they even listen to a Buddha or a Jesus, nobody is more ego than that. Jesus says, "Come follow me. Who are you?" Krishna says, "Surrender to me and I take care." Buddha says the same. In the minds of the ego, this is the biggest ego. Everything is turned upside down. Milarepa says, "Before you come in contact with the Guru, not even the name Buddha existed. The Lama is Buddha, the Lama is Dharma, the Lama is Sangha. Lama is the root of everything." "Listen, Rinchenpa, taking refuge with confidence in the Guru and the Triple Gem is the foundation of all Dharma. But taking refuge with confidence, it can't be just shaky. If you have no confidence, how can you be total then? This is very important. Taking refuge with confidence in the Guru is the foundation of all Dharma. It's the very foundation. And if you don't have a foundation, how can you build a house? It's impossible. You're dreaming about skyscrapers high up in the sky, but you don't even have a foundation. The foundation is the commitment, involvement, listening, surrendering to the Buddha. Taking refuge with confidence. If there is no confidence, then no refuge. Then you can't take shelter then. You can't relax. If you have conceived of samsara as a prison, understand that all is being lost. At the core of the Dharma is the kind Lama himself. He is the teacher of the holy Dharma, the navigator for freedom from samsara, from illusion, the guide who leads us to the garden of liberation, the doctor who cures the sickness of the three poisons, the medicine which dissolves your eyes, your blindness of the eyes, the mirror which clearly reveals what is real. And in particular, he is the best friend who shows us so much kindness. Milarepa and Rangchungpa. Very good. No, I remember these people also. I'm at home with in all these traditions. And the Tibetans, they are very evolved with these kind of things. It was the most respected in the country. It's not the politicians, not the rich people, but the lamas. That's how it was in the old days. Then, of course, it's a much better country then. In India also, in the distant past, even the king, even the emperors, they went to the gurus and bowed down. And if you have that, then you can be a good emperor then. Then you can be a good king. The highest was the enlightened ones, was the Buddhas, was the gurus. Taking refuge with confidence in a Lama is the foundation of all Dharma. Now it said that this Rangchungpa, after this exchange had a much deeper realization than he had that brought him this arrogance, and he could just bow down in gratitude, and also that he went through it. And if you are not so lucky that you have an intimate connection like Rinchupa had with his master, and if you're going to go on around somebody like Melarepa, then something will happen in one way or the other that you wake up. I have seen it many times myself. All kinds of things happening. Just like I told you about my friend there, who almost died, no? He would have died if I didn't have met him, and I had told him, be aware, you shouldn't be like around enlightened people with this state of mind. People want to know everything, interested in everything, but they don't even know themselves. Very strange. Everything is upside down. No, it's monsoon in India. Very good. Many times I've been sitting there in the monsoon. Just like now. No, the climate change is now is happening. Soon we can start growing our own mangoes. Be Buddha will be busy, not only so, a bigger mango. Even a few coconut farmers will be here. May everyone have full bellies and full heart and no mind. Aum Shanti. And don't miss the feast.